I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Indiana University Opera Theater presents the story of the life and revolutionary religious ideas of the Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten in the opera by Philip Glass and a production conducted by Arthur Fagan with stage direction by Candace Evans. It's a return engagement for Evans. She directed IU's recent production of Leonard Bernstein's Candide. And as a stage director, Evans draws on her background as an opera singer, a ballet dancer, and choreographer. We managed to get a few minutes with her by phone on a day packed with details just a week before opening night. An opera is a massive undertaking, but Akhenaten seems to offer more challenges and opportunities than most. You've got music, spectacle, acting, and you also think there's a human level as well. Tell us a little bit about what audiences will see when they come to the IU Opera.
We begin with a modern scene. We're dealing with a projection that shows modern images, and we will close with the same. It's a bookend of the unique things that are happening in modern Egyptian history today. Additionally, there are some really wonderful, as we call it in the theater, coup de théâtre moments where something happens unexpected, which I shan't give away.
All right. Certainly. So we have bookends. At the same time, we have an opera that's very much presented in segments with music that sort of seems to be against that as it keeps flowing, the music of Philip Glass.
That's exactly right. And what I've done in my staging is to try to create increased flow of action. I think it's an imperative that the world become very clear and very human. I think this music and certainly views of Egyptian history are vignette-ish. We look at Egyptian art, it's very two-dimensional. I don't think we stop to think of them as people in the sense that we should. And so I'm trying to increase the flow with the onstage action to coordinate with the music as one section flows into another.
Pictures from other productions seem to indicate individuals almost dwarfed by their surroundings. I'm wondering about that.
I think that that will be an element within our production as well, and I think that that is a truth. If one views the edifices of Egyptian history, pyramids, sphinxes, they're not dainty. So we are allowing that sort of inference to be in our set design as well. But I'm hoping it won't dwarf the people, but will rather frame them because their ideas and their visions were very large, though their stature may be smaller than the walls around them.
You've talked about bookending with the current situation in Egypt. Pharaoh Akhenaten, with his ideas of monotheism, at odds with the old order. In fact, his reign ended bloodily after 17 years as the old order reasserted itself. As we watch this story, perhaps we might be thinking of Egypt today. You've talked about a bookend. Are there other elements that you think might cause some additional thinking?
Well, I'm hoping so. I think any change in ideology is usually met with resistance. We want to make sure that things are going to go the way we want them to go, and any new idea is scrutinized very heavily, and that's true of any government, any ruler, any populace, any time. So I think we'll look at that and say, you know, how might we have reacted if someone came in and said, everything that you believed in, it's in the trash. We're going this way now. I think it's a very relevant commentary. But it's also interesting because it wasn't an idea that was altogether incorrect. I mean, in terms of calling the sun God, that's certainly a choice. But the sun as a force of life, as a force of nature, as the source of everything that keeps us alive and going, that wasn't wrong.
Candace Evans, stage director for Indiana University Opera Theater's production of Philip Glass's Akhenaten. Performances in Bloomington are on February 22nd and 23rd and on March 1st and 2nd. Then the production moves to Clues Hall in Indianapolis for performances on March 8th and 9th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.